Hey guys, Sean Higgins here, long time no chat, and welcome back to State Street. A lot has happened since the last time we were in your feed, both on the personal and professional side of things. Elephant in the room, public media got defunded, but KUER and NPR, still here, baby. Also, big political news. There was the No Kings rally and shooting over the summer. The Charlie Kirk assassination, Ralph Menzies' postponed execution and later death by natural causes, and of course, redistricting, all of which KUER's newsroom covered. A special big shout out to reporter Martha Harris, who basically shouldered the entire politics beat in that time. But where the heck has State Street been through all this? Well, that's a little bittersweet. Sweet first. My wife and I had a baby over the summer, a beautiful baby girl. So I have been out on parental leave and only got back into the newsroom a couple of months ago. Big news in my world is she is babbling. Lots of thoughts she needs to get out there. Now for the bitter part. Sage Miller has moved on. She's been called up to the big leagues. And to her great dismay, we are not talking about her favorite team, the Minnesota Lynx of the WNBA. I gave her a quick call to catch up on where she's been.
Hello?
Sage, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're live on State Street. What's up?
Hi. It's like I never left.
I know, right?
You can take the girl out of Utah, but you can't take Utah out of the girl.
Uh-huh. Just calling to check in. How you doing?
And you called at the perfect time. I'm looking at the United States Capitol right now, and Ted Cruz just ran past me about 10 minutes ago. And that's because I'm now covering the White House for NPR. Can you believe it?
That is crazy to think about. I hear you are on Air Force One. Is that as cool as it sounds?
Oh my gosh, it's just as luxurious as it sounds. The salmon's really good, and they serve you a Diet Coke with a lime, and you don't even have to ask.
That sounds like a dream. But I have to say, I am pretty sad you're not here with me anymore.
And while this is all so cool, I have to say, Sean, I'm sad I'm not there with you. But you do have Hugo now, right?
That's right. State Street has a new co-host, Hugo Ricard Bell. Oh, Sage, I have to go. Someone is knocking on the door right now.
Hi, Sean. Miss you.
Knock, knock.
It's executive producer Caroline Ballard.
Hey, so I'm just showing Hugo where the podcast magic happens.
Hello.
Hugo, man, it's so good to have you here.
Yeah, good day, Sean. How are you? Nice to be here.
All right, I'm going to give you two a chance to get to know each other, and I will just be on the other side of this wall, board-opping this totally spontaneous and not planned interaction.
All right, well, see you later.
She's really going to sit there the whole time.
Yeah, she's giving me the thumbs up. I can keep talking.
All right,
so second big change at State Street. Where are you from? You cannot hide that accent.
Sean, would you believe me if I told you Wisconsin?
What part?
You got me. They told me that you were good at this. Well, it's half right. My folks were traveling around the U.S., and that's when I was born. But they took me home the minute I started to talk to a little island that splits the Indian and the Pacific. There you go. That's a bit of a quiz question for you.
Ah, so you grew up in Australia, is it called?
That's right, mate. About 20 kilometers out of a little country town called Gawler on the long plains of the mid-north of South Australia. A lot of directions in our town names. But there wasn't a mountain in sight. What about you?
I grew up in the mountains, in the Reno Tahoe area of Nevada, Mountain West through and through, minus a college stint in the Green Mountains of Vermont. Big mountain guy, if you haven't already caught on. So tell me, what brought you to Utah? I understand you were a reporter in rural Australia before heading over here.
Yeah, so that's right, Sean. I lived in a little place called Alice Springs, which is considered to me as one of the best, and I have to emphasize one of the best places in the country, and that's only because my mum and dad might be listening. But if you look at a map of Australia, it is smack bang in the middle of the country, and to give you an idea of our remoteness, we were the only town for maybe 6 hours north, south, east, west. And there I covered all things from politics to cattle prices, local Indigenous news, and even some local bush races. But Sean, that's horse races, not mayoral.
Important distinction there. Thank you.
Very important, but same amount of drama. But you know how it is. I became a journo to see the world a bit. And I started in Australia, but then I got a job offer for a different news outlet in Salt Lake City covering crime and politics. And that was a few years ago. But yeah, I came over to take a look and I've loved it so far. And I've actually only been at KUER for a couple of months.
All right. So I'm feeling the vibes now. Talk to me about politics. What attracts you to covering politics in a state like Utah?
Well, you know, being from Australia, all eyes on the US at the moment. And in Utah, it's just fascinating to me. I like following money trails and I like talking to voters, taking their questions to the lawmakers. What about you?
You know, I really get into this concept of the American dream. Are leaders doing enough so we can all accomplish that American dream with that family, the house, the white picket fence, if you want one, or maybe you don't. So those issues, the economy, business, housing, that really gets me going.
Stoic. I like it, Sean. So I can't be the only one who's wondered why this show is called State Street.
Well, how about I show you? Follow me. Actually, hang on. Caroline, can you make it sound like we got to downtown in like 3 to 5 seconds?
Absolutely.
Okay, pop quiz, hotshot. Do you recognize where we are?
I do, Sean. That is the Eagle Gate, so that means we are on State Street.
We sure are.
So, is this why we call the podcast State Street?
Well, sort of. Right up there is Capitol Hill. From the top, you can look down State Street all the way south to Point of the Mountain. State Street also turns into Highway 89 outside of Salt Lake County, which runs the length of Utah from Logan in the north to the Arizona border. It's literally the through line of life in Utah.
Wow, Sean, that was beautiful. I see why you turned down the idea to call it the I-15 podcast.
I know, right? On a serious note, we want to capture that sense of place on the pod. We are the through line that connects politics to the people it affects in the state. Should we head up to the Capitol?
Yeah, let's go check it out.
Okay, so now we're here at the Capitol.
Oh, yeah, well, okay, there you go. I can see all the way down State Street, and it is a clear day, Sean, in the valley, so I can actually see the Point of the Mountain. I have 20/20 vision.
It's beautiful. And speaking of this season on the show, it's all about the legislature.
We'll be bringing you things like exclusive one-on-ones with your lawmakers and asking them all the tough questions so you stay informed on what's going on in your backyard.
Word on the street is this session is going to be big on things like housing, kids on social media, and another one we're all talking about, how do we live with AI?
And Sean, if history tells us anything, the legislature will also take up some social issues. But which ones? They haven't told us yet.
It is also an election year. That's
yes.
Right. Deep breath, everybody, except for Hugo. 2026 is right around the corner. That means we'll be keeping our eyes on lawmakers to see who's making moves to prove their conservative or liberal bona fides ahead of primary season.
Oh, and Sean, don't forget the governor's budget.
How could I? Governor Cox has big money asks in for things like public education and homelessness.
And since we're talking about the Utah legislature, they're bound to put a little swing on it sooner or later.
You're going to have to explain that one to me.
Okay, so Sean, that's a cricket term, and cricket makes up the very fabric of the society I call home. Basically, it's like a curveball, as you Americans would say it.
Ah, gotcha. Well, you know me. Love a little swing in it.
It's not really how you use it, Sean, but I do like the enthusiasm. And back on track, this season we've really punched the shark in the dorsal fin, and I'm confident you will not be disappointed.
Okay, that one is 100% made up.
You know what, Sean? I'll tell you at the end of the season.
All right. New episodes of State Street will drop on Monday, starting on January 19th, which is, no coincidence, the day before the 2026 legislative session. Then, fresh episodes will be out every Monday through March 9th. You can listen to State Street wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch you around the corner.
You have the first line, Sage. You have to answer the phone for this conversation to start.
Okay. that makes sense.
From KUER.